this is Sean Goodsell with The Metal Edge, and I want to welcome you to my goal-setting workshop. And I know many of you right now are getting yourself prepared to spend 30, 60, 90 days of some of your most focused training with the hopes that you will separate yourself from the competition as an athlete. And I also know that as a parent, the summertime provides some opportunities for you to connect with your kids and connect with your spouse, and I want to make sure that you can use this goal-setting workshop as an opportunity to up your game and up your ability to accomplish in your life. So, let's get started. First thing I want you to do is I want you to find a piece of paper. I want you to find a notebook. I want you to find a journal. Preferably, what I would ask all of you to do is get a performance journal. Get something that you record on a daily and regular basis, what it is you're doing to improve yourself. I know that my mentor, somebody that I learned from 15 years ago, his name is Jim Rohn, talked about this whole idea of recording your life. If your life's worth living, it's worth recording. And so it's something that I've done for the last 10 years. I take notes on the things that I'm learning and the ideas that I have so that if I ever want to go back and look at them, I have kind of a creative place to look at what I've been thinking about. So I would encourage you, get a journal, get something that you're writing in, get something that you're recording what's going on in your life in. So the first thing I want to do is I want to define what a goal is. I don't want to make this complicated, I don't want to make this drawn out, but a goal is a target. It's something you're focusing on. And that goal is designed to improve the chances of your accomplishment. Too many people just kind of throw their energy out in different places with no focus to it. And because there's no focus to it, there really isn't any kind of momentum that's grown in order to really accomplish what it is you want to accomplish. Pay attention to the deepest recesses of your heart about what you want and be courageous enough to write them down. As an athlete, if you really want to improve your strength, then write down what it is you want to improve your strength around. If you want to improve your speed, write down what speed you want to improve on. If you want to improve a relationship, write down in what way you want that relationship to improve. And if you have the courage to write it down, you're more likely to accomplish it because you have to answer the next what question. After you've kind of written down what it is you want, now you want to write down what you're going to do. There is nothing that's ever accomplished without action. You have to invest action in the areas that you want results in, or basically you're going to live a life of regret. And my deepest fear in my life is that I would regret the life that I live. Not that I regret, you know, the people that are in my life, not that I would regret, you know, anything, but I don't want to regret not growing my marriage deeper. I don't want to regret not telling my kids what I think about them. I don't want to regret, you know, not turning the potential and talent that I have into success and accomplishment and, more importantly, impact in the world. That's why I'm standing in front of you doing a video, is because I want to try to maximize the man I am and turn it into impact. And I want to hopefully inspire you to do the same. So write down what you want. Write down what it is you're going to do in order to get what you want. The third thing is I want you to write down why it is you want these things. Probably outside of just taking action, the most important thing you can do is get really, really clear on why it is you want something. You know, for me, my why basically has a lot to do with what I want to do in the world, the impact that I want to have in the world, the imprint I want to leave on the world, the passion I have to connect people that kind of wander aimlessly in their life to their unique genius, the thing that makes them tick, the thing that makes them soar, the thing that makes them feel good inside. That's what I want people to get connected to. And to do that, you have to strategize and organize a little bit. So take some time and write down, why do I want to improve my strength? Is it just because I want to, you know, lift more weight? Or is it that I really want to reach for the sky in terms of maybe winning a championship? Or maybe I want to live and remember somebody that died, that went before me, that I want to, you know, make proud. But whatever your why is, make sure you write it down. I want to accomplish X because, and then write it out. Okay, so once you've defined what it is you want, once you've defined what it is you're going to do, once you've come and gotten a clear perspective on why you want it, then the next thing you want to do is you want to schedule it. And you know, we all get 24 hours a day. There is nobody that isn't busy. I don't know about you, but I can fill a day with all sorts of distractions. I can fill a day with all sorts of things that I think are important. But unless the things that I'm doing are leading me to the things I want, then I'm just basically going for a walk out in the park and wasting my time. So I want to challenge you to schedule your activities. If you need to go train, I want you to schedule your training. If you're going to go, you know, practice your skill development. If you're going to go, you know, have a conversation with your kid, schedule that conversation. If you're going to have that conversation with your spouse, schedule that conversation with your spouse. None of us get anything in life if we're not proactive enough to put the actions that we know are connected to the results and put them into our schedule. Okay? So get your what you want, the what you're going to do, the why you're going to do it, schedule it. The next thing you got to do is you got to get rid of excuses. There are so many people that I talk to every day that have all sorts of things they want. They have all sorts of ideas about how to get what they want. And they even might schedule it, but then something comes up. Or, you know, maybe the weather just isn't just nice. Or maybe I don't feel a certain way. Or maybe a relationship gets in the way. Here's the thing, you guys. If you want to accomplish, and if you want to deserve to accomplish, then you have to get rid of excuses. And you have to get rid of people in your life that really are lazy and unfocused and really don't have any ambition in their lives. If you're a person who's going to accomplish, you got to get rid of excuses, you have to get rid of negative people, you have to schedule your time, and you have to grow up. And I don't care whether you're 50 years old or whether you're 15 years old. Growing up means taking responsibility for the things you want out of your life and having the courage to schedule them, having the courage to say no to things in the past that you used to say yes to. It might even mean that you lose track of and maybe lose a certain number of friendships because you get focused. When you do that, what's going to happen is you'll find a whole new group of people that are passionate about the things you're passionate about. And if you will put your foot in the sand, muster up some courage and just start moving forward day in and day out, what you're going to find is that you're never going to look back and you'll be proud of the accomplishments that you have after, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. So I hope this goal setting workshop was helpful to you. I hope that you wrote some things down. I hope that you started to schedule some of your activities, and I hope that you are committed to putting in the kind of time and energy that's going to be required for you to be the best when it counts the most. Until next time, have a great day.